This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment's The Mix.
All right, everybody. Welcome, welcome. This is CBiz Media and I'm Irene. We have all the way from New York, Shaw B. She's an actress, a model, a mom, a wife. Tell us more about yourself, Shaw.
Hey, everyone. It's so good to be on with you today. Yeah, like you said, Irene, I am a mom, a wife for almost 8 years. We have a toddler who's almost 2. I started my modeling career when I was 14, and now I'm 30, so you guys can do the math. And I'm also an entrepreneur and what I'd like to call a budding YouTube star, if you will. So those are all of the things that I have my hands in, with God at the forefront, let me tell you, because it's a lot to juggle.
Amen. 14, you started in modeling, right?
Yes, I did.
So what's your story on that? How did you get interested in modeling?
Well, honestly, I am from Trinidad, and as a young girl growing up, I never even considered modeling as a career option. I didn't even know there was such a thing. I was always very talkative and inquisitive, and so I honestly wanted to be a lawyer, so that's what my focus was. But at 14, I was already 6'1", and everyone, when I first visited the U.S., particularly in New York, because it's like the fashion capital of the world, one of, and so people would approach me constantly, like, oh my gosh, are you a model? And that was the first time I'd ever been asked that question upon my first visit for our summer vacation, and it just, once I moved here the following year, it didn't get any better, you know.
That's
just,
cool. So you kind of got pulled into it, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't something that I was naturally interested in. Again, like I said, I didn't think of it as even an occupation. I didn't know that it existed. So I was forced. I mean, yeah, I was forced, but not that I wasn't willing once I did start, but it wasn't something that I initially had a desire to do.
So you said you're from Trinidad. Can I hear a little bit about Trinidad?
So yeah, Trinidad is a twin island, Trinidad and Tobago, and it's in the Caribbean. I was born and raised there, I guess, from, you know, the earlier half of my life, and I moved here at 15, so, well, 14 actually, I mean, 14, 15 around that time. So I spent half of my life there and half of my life in the U.S.
So did you move with family, or were you kind of on your own?
Oh, no. I moved with family. My mom had moved here prior, and so when she was settled, she brought me over.
So did you miss Trinidad at the time when you left, or what do you think the contrast is between Trinidad and New York? Is that, like, a big question?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, it's a Caribbean island, so it's hot all the time, and I had to definitely get used to the cold, and I still have to deal with the cold. Like, honestly, right now, I feel like it's still very cold in New York for the summer. I feel a chill in the breeze, and we just came back from Mexico on our family vacation, and so I'm like, why do I feel a chill in the air? Because it was super hot in Mexico, and I was loving it. So that was one of the things I had to deal with, definitely the weather. But then also, entering high school, for all of my education, I only attended schools with same sex. So I was only with girls my entire education up until moving to New York. And so it was very different being in a co-ed situation. I was like, okay, boys are in the same space. Why? So that's definitely something to adjust to as well.
Okay, cool. So you're modeling, and just tell us a little bit about, like, when you first started modeling, what was that experience like for you?
Well, it was interesting. I mean, you know, and even as I train models now, I you know, people think, like, once you figure out, like, oh yeah, modeling is cool, everybody looks so beautiful and stuff, once you're actually doing it, you realize that it's a lot of hard work. Like, you don't just show up and you're beautiful all the time, you know. It's not instantaneously, you know. You've got to be hair and makeup, and you have to prep. And then even before you get booked for something, there's all the trials and errors of, like, going to castings and auditions and go-sees and fashion week and running around and constantly being rejected. And so there's so many things that go into it. I think for me as a young girl, it was just hard, you know. And also as a black girl, you know, which we understand that the industry is
So it should be easy, but, huh?
Yeah, it should be easy. And then also when you're young, you know, you don't necessarily have like a very good concept, or you can grasp like a great concept of like hard work ethics and things of that nature, you know. Even though you at some point know that you'll grow up and you want to have a career and you have passions and drives, but then when you're in it so young, you're like really working, you know, and just learning how to develop that muscle at such a young age was something that I had to do, you know. So, but it's helped. It's definitely helped as I moved forward in my career, and even to now, it's like, okay, I learned how to work hard young.
Yeah.
I got a lot of no's as a teenager, you know, working. So now it's like, okay, I could deal with the no's.
So you gained a lot of tough skin. Yeah, at that age, you're kind of self-conscious about everything. You're still trying to find yourself and grow up. And so you were able to go through that at such a young age and, you know, grow a little tough skin.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did modeling and then you started, then did you get into acting through that?
Not a lot of acting. I mean, I'm more on the TV hosting side of things. So, you know, there's a little bit of not a little bit, but you've got to do some kind of training there as well. I mean, I think it's great that models have some acting skills, particularly in this day and age, because everything is so fast-paced and you can no longer be like a one-trick pony. You know, before they used to be like, I'm a triple threat, you know, I can sing, dance, and act, or I can model, dance, and sing, or whatever it is, but now you've got to really be able to do everything. So I've got a little bit of acting stuff under my belt, which is nice to have, and then also as a trained TV host, you know, I have those skills as well, but I wouldn't call myself an actress by, like, you know, like, for real, for real.
So can you tell us, like, out of all the things that you do, what are you really truly passionate about?
You know what? I'm passionate about all of them, but if I had to choose, like, if it was the last thing that you could do for work, you know, I would definitely have to say hosting. You know, I genuinely enjoy talking and conversation and asking questions and getting to know people. Like that inquisitive young girl that I was in Trinidad who thought she wanted to be a lawyer, and even went to school and obtained a criminology degree, it's still there, you know. And so I put it to use on my YouTube channel, just covering a lot of pop culture stuff, because I just enjoy doing that. Like, I love modeling, and now I love being able to train models so that they can have the opportunity to enter the industry and make a career for themselves. But if it came down to it, I would hands down just want to talk for a living.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds like you have a lot to talk about, too. Can you let everybody know how they can follow you? I know you mentioned YouTube, and what's your YouTube and your other social media outlets we can follow you at?
Oh, absolutely. So I can be reached at ShawBernardTV on Instagram, Facebook, and that's the name of my YouTube channel as well. So it's Shaw, S-H-A-W, Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D-TV. Everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and YouTube, you can find me there.
Okay, great. It's been really great talking with you and finding a lot about you. Okay, Shaw, so you're also a woman of faith, and, you know, how did you first discover your faith?
You know, I discovered that, like, fully, truly, and totally embracing it and living it out and having it as my standard, almost 8 years ago. I mean, when my husband and I met in college and we got engaged, you know, he was like, okay, so I found the one of my dreams. I want to get my relationship right with the Lord. And for me, I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a great idea for you to do that. Because, you know, as a young girl growing up, I had so many bad experiences, if you will, where it comes to, like, church and things like that. And so I had totally just not wanted to have anything to do with church and things of that nature. So when he said that to me, I was like, oh, yeah, great. You can have a relationship with God. That sounds wonderful for you. But you know what? My mother paid for our wedding, and she insisted that we have a traditional wedding. And that meant that we had to get married at a church, and I had no place to go. I really didn't even have a clue. And so he had been visiting a place for quite some time, and where we got our premarital counseling and simultaneously started studying the Bible, and then made the decision to, you know, be baptized and really make Jesus Lord of our life. So 8 years ago, you know, and is when I decided that, yeah, the Bible will be my standard. And it's been great because even though I've had, you know, some success and stuff prior to that, you know, I believe that God followed with me during those times, but now being able to really apply His word and His ways to the things that I do in my career, I find it to be a lot more fulfilling, you know?
Okay, so eight years, wow. And you really discover your faith by getting married to your husband and starting your union there?
I mean, yeah, I think that was like the route that God used. My faith is independent of our marriage, you know, now, because like God is first before Him. But I do believe that God allowed us like meeting in college and getting engaged and getting married to be the path to which I was able to find Him.
Okay, so amen. Yeah, that relationship with God had to grow, you know, after He helped introduce it to you. And of course, just like anybody, your relationship has to grow. A lot of people don't realize how your relationship with God is very similar to a human relationship, and you have to put in that time and that effort in if you want that relationship to grow. So that relationship has kind of led you through your paths in life?
Oh, certainly. I mean, and listen, you know, by no means am I saying like, becoming a Christian is like, yeah, everything is going to be wonderful after that. You're never going to suffer. You're going to be prosperous and everything you do will succeed. Not always, but I mean, I wish it was that way, right? That would be so wonderful. But, you know, the difference is that I have a different purpose, a different sense of meaning and understanding. And so when things don't go well, you know, because I've prayed and I've asked for God's direction with certain things, if it doesn't work out at the moment, I can have confidence that, hey, that wasn't the time, you know. And so, okay, that's totally okay. And not have to deal with the tremendous amount of pressure that the world puts on you to be like, you need to accomplish this by this time, and by this time you should have this, and, you know, just really learning how to deal and work on things in God's time. And that gives me comfort and peace, honestly.
Amen. Yeah, it's a huge misconception that, you know, everything's going to be perfect as soon as you join the church and give your life to God. Yes, but like you said, to just have that comfort and peace in Him, and knowing that life challenges, you know, it's not the end when something major happens, that you have, you know, God to fall back on, and you have His direction and everything. So it's not the end of the world. We can always get back up, and He can help us through. So, amen.
Yeah, certainly.
So is there anything you want to close out with, y'all?
You know what? I would just close out by saying that, you know, I mean, as we talk about my faith and just all of the many things that I'm doing right now, I just think it's a great time for women, women of color particularly, to just be doing the things that they love and earning a living from it, you know? And then also just to share with people, like, if you are a person like me that has many things that you'd like to do, don't be afraid to get all of those things done. I mean, of course, you don't want to exasperate yourself, you know, because a lot of times, I know particularly when I was growing up, you know, it's this idea of, like, you have to be a master at one thing. You know, they would say, oh, you're a jack of trades and master of none, if you knew how to do a lot of things, right? But I feel like right now, the way our world is, and particularly in our culture, that it's beautiful to be able to cultivate more than one thing, and that's great, you know. So I would just encourage women, my sisters, to put God first in everything that you do, and definitely give those dreams to Him and allow Him to help you to flourish in them.
Amen. That's wonderful. I agree. We have so many. I feel like God gives us more than one gift and talent. Like I said, there's so many opportunities out there now to be able to make money So you shouldn't just say, well, I'll just stick to this. I mean, if there's other opportunities out there, you can do it all. Why not, huh?
Yeah, no, go for it. But then you don't want to get old and have regret. Like, a lot of times when you talk to older people and they're, like, on their deathbeds and stuff, they're like, man, I wish I would have done, I wish I would have whatever. You know, and there's this on my Instagram page for my modeling and talent development agency, Strut Model and Talent Agency, you know, we develop models and actors there. And one of the things I was saying is that, hey, what do you think separates you from the next talent, right? Because everyone's beautiful. Everyone's talented, you know. But the reason we don't get to hear, you know, about the other wonderful people who are so skilled and what separates them from the rest is perseverance. Because in this industry, and in a lot of industries, but particularly in entertainment, there's a lot of no's. Like, you hear a lot of no's. It can really kill your spirit. But if it's something that you love and then you think that you're really good at, you know, the goal is to hang in there. And it sounds so cliche because we hear that all the time. Like, you got to persevere. You have to work hard. And but that's true. Like, that's really the only way. You know, so if you have a dream, a desire, or a goal, you know, being talented is not good enough. Like, yeah. The fact that, oh, I look good, and I think I know how to do this really well, that's great, but then you have to put the hard work towards it. You know, like, that grit and that grind has to come in the package as well.
All right. You guys have to see Shaw. She's a model. She's a beautiful African-American model. So you guys have to see her. So definitely check out her YouTube page and follow her on Facebook. Yes. You're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Yes, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Subscribe to my channel.
Yeah, and I'd like to see more about your YouTube page, and you're talking about all the rejections and stuff that you have to go through as a model. I think that could help a lot of people, because a lot of people don't like to go through the rejection, and that's part of the reason why they may not have gone as far as they want to go. So I think everybody could learn a lesson from that.
How to
deal with rejection, you know, and just get past the no's.
Yeah, that's so true.
All right. Thank you, Shaw. Maybe we can have you on again and talk about some different topics. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We want to thank you for joining us here on The Mix. This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment, and I'm Irene. We want to thank you for listening again. And if you'd like to send us any donations or correspondence, or you'd like to be on the show, you can go to our PayPal. You can send us donations via PayPal at commmbiz2004@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, comments, you need more information, give us a call or send us a text at 313-681-1521. That's 313-681-1521. Or you can check out some of what we do on cbiztvonline.com. Also join us on Facebook at cbiztv and media online.